the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. Thanks, as always, for joining us live and direct from Studio D Chevalier in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Of course, it's not live. We've already covered that, but it's always very direct. It will walk right up to you and tell you exactly what it thinks. So with us, as always, is Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hey, everybody.
And joining us this week, my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
So how are you all anyway?
Good.
I still have a headache.
Wow, a whole week later and you're still suffering from a headache.
I know.
What are the odds? What are the odds? This week, kids, because we are we're really stuck for topics, Heather mentioned cartoons, and I think that's probably what we're going to go with, cartoons that we watched when we were just wee little podcasters. And growing up, I remember being a total loser and thinking the Smurfs were the coolest thing on the effing planet.
They were cool then.
You were a loser.
Yay!
I
was a bit older, and yeah, that sucked.
We used to get an allowance, of course, and we'd build up our monies and go to Levine's downtown.
I loved Levine's.
And I bought a bunch of these little Smurf figures, these little plasticky Smurfs, and they had little extras that you could, play with them.
Play.
Put them in a boat and play. or whatever.
They were unposable or anything. So
no, they weren't posable. They weren't posable.
They were stuck doing.
Yeah, they were stuck doing whatever they were doing. But
statuettes.
Yeah, sure. Statuettes. But no, it was, yeah, for whatever reason, I thought the Smurfs were the absolute shit. And the thing is, though, they were French, and I didn't know that. And then do you remember when the Smurfs movie came out and we could barely understand what they were saying?
Yeah.
It was in French.
Yeah, because it was like with French accents and all that. And I was like, this is just so weak ass.
Weird.
And I remember being totally crushed by that because they weren't speaking in their normal Smurf American.
Actually, though, I remember the figurines, they had them at Hallmark, in the Hallmark store as well.
I'm sure
they did. Kills. But that was like years before they even did a cartoon on it. That's how they started, was with these figurines.
Was that where you did a lot of your shoplifting when you were that age?
No, they didn't really have much for me, but I do remember thinking at the time that the Smurf figurines were cool, but then the show was just...
What didn't you like about the show, the Smurfs?
I don't know. It just, using Smurf as word replacement for damn near every activity.
Every mother
just,
smurfing effing thing.
Exactly. It that kind of got old, and some of the voices were annoying. But, I mean, I guess it was meant for younger kids like you.
Sure, yeah. A crowd of not as intelligent crowd.
Exactly. I'm going to be hostile on this one, babe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what happens when he's got that headache.
Yeah, that's right.
And when I keep punching buttons like this.
Derek Knight!
Or like this.
Colin Burton!
Or, God forbid,
Heather Knight!
He hates when I do that when he's got a headache.
I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
His tiny little eyes.
His beady little angry eyes.
Yes.
But yeah, cartoons, I didn't watch too many. I mean, I'm not a big fan of like the Super Friends or the Spider-Mans or any of that. Any of that shit.
Marie Spider-Man.
That a lot of the geeks now still find so effing cool. It's like, I didn't even like that when I was, you know, of age. And it was stupid. I was very selective with my cartoon watching. And it really is one of those things that I kind of feel left out of my generation just in that aspect, because there were so many cartoons that I found to be just lame.
Yeah.
Now hang on a minute. How many channels did you have to choose from for cartoons?
Well, there were cartoons on all three channels on Saturday morning, Colin.
Yeah, but that was it. I mean, it's not like you could be terribly selective. Your selection was watch it or don't. Pretty much.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr.
Go outside and get some sunshine. What the hell's with that?
Saturday mornings.
It's usually too cold or whatever on Sunday. Well, my mom, not yours because you were adopted.
Right.
She would lay out all manners of breakfast cereals on the table for us. We would get up, make our own little breakfast cereal bowl, and watch the cartoons. That's what we did on Saturday mornings.
Right.
And no, we weren't allowed to go outside until mom woke up. So we didn't, because we were good kids.
Right.
Did you ever watch the live action stuff like Land of the Lost?
No.
Such? No.
What the fuck would I watch that shit
I
for?
Watched that a little bit, but I
the Slee Stacks.
Great Space Coaster, get on board. No, I would not watch that bullshit.
Okay.
No.
Mr. Difficult to Please.
No. And of course there were also the afternoon cartoons on the weekdays like Thundercats! Lionel! All the kids are trapped, or whatever the fuck. Tippy fell down a well.
You know what I was... The one that pops into my head whenever I think of after-school cartoons is Inspector Gadget.
I loved Inspector Gadget.
I know.
My God, I was totally gay for Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
I have, in fact, at this point in time, at age 33, I have the Inspector Gadget theme song on my iPod.
Do you? I want it.
I do. Yeah. It's, yeah, that's something that I do remember fondly from my childhood.
I liked that show.
See, our childhoods were apparently far enough apart.
That we will differ, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is.
Because, I remember my sister really loving Inspector Gadget. She loved it to death.
Yeah, and she would have been right about that age.
And I was amused by it for a first, you know, 3 or 4 episodes, but then...
Yes, but then you dismissed it with a mighty wave of your hand.
Well, no, it was always the same.
And you know how Colin is with things that are, you know, always once you say them.
Once he's seen it, yeah.
It's not funny anymore.
I mean, well, you know what's going to happen. You know he's going to be saved by Brain and...
And the funny thing is, Colin, years ago, I was pulling for Inspector Gadget. I wanted there to be one episode where he didn't fuck it up, and that's why I watched, was just in the hopes that he finally got his shit together. Now, as an adult... I don't find that premise to be enjoyable. Case in point, I will not watch King of Queens or Everybody Loves Raymond. It's the exact same principle.
With less cartoon dogs.
Exactly. But you can only have so many cartoon dogs. I mean, Family Guy's kind of got a lock on that at this point.
Right.
And where in our history did it change from animation being for kids exclusively to never being acceptable for children again?
What do you mean?
Case in point, South Park, Family Guy.
American Dad.
Well, the Venture Brothers. And the Venture Brothers is top-notch shit.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
A mighty monarch.
Do you really want to know why this is? The kids of our generation have grown up, and they're not tired of cartoons.
Exactly. I will go you one better. The kids of our generation never grew up.
Okay. I can accept that.
Yes. And... That's the thing, but they're still in charge of shit now.
Exactly. Well, see, and now it's a wonderful world.
It's not like that oppressive world of the 70s and early 80s when...
cartoons just on Saturdays. What the fuck were they thinking?
I know. And cartoons that had to teach you some valuable lesson. Fuck that.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, Captain Planet. Oh, I hated that.
Never watched it.
Ugh, my brother liked that for a while. God, that was horrible.
What was Captain Planet? Was it an environmentally safe show?
Environmentally safe, and they all had these rings, and when they got together, they formed Captain Planet to clean up the environment. And all of the villains were retarded. I mean, villains generally are retarded in kids' cartoons, but these guys just, seriously.
What were they, like, big paper companies? And
No, they were like personifications of... pollution and stuff like that.
Essentially, Captain Planet has become the Esurance commercials.
Maybe.
Have you seen those? Aaron Esurance battling the
chick with the pink hair.
Yeah, essentially,
I haven't seen those.
I think that must be the same people then have gone from making Captain Planet to the Esurance commercials, which are complete bullshit.
Maybe.
And if you watch Penn and Teller's bullshit on Showtime, they'll tell you exactly why they're bullshit, so we won't go into that. But
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's just another one of those.
Well, Colin,
no, but here's...
far from being a disagreeable bastard, did you have any cartoons that you enjoyed as a small child?
As a small child, yes.
Or as any child. Let's say up to age 14.
Well, there was a point where I stopped watching them.
That's what I mean. Up to age 14. I know
it was
age 14.
Assuming you were 14.
Earlier than that.
It was age 14.
No.
So anyway, your favorite cartoons.
God. They were just all so bad back then.
They
I remember Hong Kong Phooey. I like that.
I like the theme song, but I still, you know, it's again, there's
yeah,
a lot.
It was the
I loved the music at the time because, you know, they were still using full orchestras and they were really putting a lot of thought into theme songs, but the actual cartoons were poorly executed.
Well, I know, actually. The Tom and Jerry
Tom
cartoons.
And Jerry.
You know, and that the thing is, I loved the 1940s and 1930s.
Yes.
When they got to the psychedelic crazy crap.
Yeah, once they got into the 60s and the animation style completely changed and the sound effects were bad, it got to be tedious and I didn't like them, but the very, very old, lot of thought put into the cartoons, the Tom and Jerry's, the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, like
excellent,
the Looney Tunes.
Top-notch stuff. In fact,
if
you can find for me the Merry Melodies of the squirrel trying to crack a coconut, I will pay you $5 American.
Well,
real folding money.
Do we have that?
It's entirely possible we might.
Well, do you remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It was one of our favorites.
Yeah.
We caught it one time, and the squirrel was very well animated.
Laughed our fool head off.
Yeah.
If we don't have it, there's a good chance Kevin does, since he has those other sets.
Oh, yeah, because he just bought all of those.
Yeah. If you can find that one, The Squirrel Trying to Crack a Coconut, Merry Melody's cartoon, $5 American, real folding money.
Will be yours.
Yes.
To keep.
To let you watch it, right? Not to let you have it.
To let me have it.
Oh, please.
Dump it onto a VHS.
Yeah, because I got that.
Or some such whatnot. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Give to daddy.
Well, I also liked, the Pink Panther show that had...
You know,
well, I liked the Pink Panther, before you say anything, but I also liked the ant, the aardvark.
The Tijuana toads.
The Tijuana toads.
You know what I didn't like about those? And unfortunately, this really speaks to how early I started focusing on a professional career in design and stuff. They used the same three buildings in the background and just kept scrolling them when they were walking.
Yeah, but they did that with all the cartoons back then.
Some of them had more attention to detail than others.
No, you're wrong.
Some did have more attention to detail than others.
No.
No. Just categorize. Again, with a mighty wave of his hand.
But that's just it. That was part of the style, too, then, was the minimalization of the details.
Which I didn't like so much. Although, if you do watch the Marvin the Martian cartoons, they started to do that a lot, especially with the Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Mm-hmm.
Those backgrounds were extremely minimalized. And I didn't like the minimalization as much.
See, and I just, as long as it was entertaining, I was happy. So.
See, I don't know. See, I've got to have a full entertainment immersion. It's got to be funny. The sound has to be properly done. The dialogue has to be good. And it has to be well executed. I will not watch a poorly drawn cartoon, even if it is as well executed as South Park is sometimes.
That reminds me, and I always think of this when I even think of the cartoon Animaniacs. There was an episode where they were doing like a talk show or something, and Dot was sitting there, and she got tired, and she stretched all her tiny little toes out, and you said, I love that animation because that's what a cat really does.
Yes.
And I always remember that.
Yes, I look for detail. I'm a sucker for detail. If especially in animation, because it's difficult. But if you're willing to invest time and make it good,
and it's not,
I appreciate it even more.
That's good, and it's not as difficult these days to do that with the technology we have. But back then, that kind of stuff would have been a lot harder, and they doubt they had the budget for that.
Again,
so they had to work around their limitations.
And it bothered me.
And they didn't. Well,
it bothered me. Well, you know how I am. I work fast, Colin. I expect everybody else to work fast, too.
Yeah, well.
What is that line from Pulp Fiction? I talk fast, I think fast, I expect you fellas to act fast.
I think so. That's something like that.
The wolf.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then.
Dead air.
Yes, thank you for bringing the show to a complete halt.
I didn't. You did, mister. I like everything perfect.
So, Heather, what was your favorite cartoon as a kid?
As a kid? Wow. I liked the Smurfs a lot. I also, for some reason, I really liked Scooby-Doo.
You know...
But I don't like it so much no more.
You know, and a funny thing is, what I always found myself looking at in Scooby-Doo...
What?
...was if there was going to be, like, a trapdoor, it was always...
Different color.
Slapped on. It was a different color in the background.
You know why I liked watching it, though, was especially because they had guest stars.
They did have
like
guest stars.
Davy Jones from the Monkees.
But then they went the way of every bad show in the universe. They brought a kid in.
Oh, my God.
Scrappy,
and I hated Scrappy.
Do.
Hated
Never
him.
Bring
hated
in
him.
The angry child that fucks everything up. And in
hated
this case,
Scrappy-Doo
was the death knell for the Scooby-Doo cartoons.
Yep.
Why is it that when something's gone on long enough, the producers feel it's time to bring in a mischievous child?
Because they think it's time. That's going to freshen things up.
Fuck that noise.
Just like in The Simpsons when they brought in the dog that Homer voiced.
Well they were
Itchy
making fun
Scratchy.
Of that.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
But yeah, it's they...
What
they
was the name
bring new conflict and change dynamics and allow the show to grow, but it never does.
What was
really.
The kid's name in Married with Children? Seven?
Seven.
Yeah. That was also...
Just
and
horrible.
Then they eventually... I like the fact that they just kind of forgot about him.
Forgot him. Just left him somewhere.
Yeah, he just kind of disappeared from the show.
But yeah, it happens.
No mention of it.
It happens in cartoons, too. Scrappy-Doo was just a pain in the... Giant pain in the ass. Because, you know, it's not like... It's not like Shaggy and Scooby were competent to begin with, and then they got this little asshole fucking everything up for them. I couldn't watch it. I hated it.
No, I know. I would always change. I would be so disappointed when it was one that had Scrappy in it. I just, yeah. I wouldn't watch it.
Yep. Well, and they also choose the most obnoxious voice they can for that character, too.
Right, yeah. Scrappy doo, puppy power! It's like, fuck you and your puppy power. Why don't you cram your puppy power up your puppy ass? All right? It's empowering to children. Well, you know what? Okay, fine. Have a child go and try and take on something larger and see if it doesn't get killed.
And then get sued.
Yeah. So empower the kids all you want until they start to die.
I remember when he ran at the bus, he said, puppy power!
He said, I can take that thing! Scrappy Doo would.
Yeah.
Scrappy Doo kind of sounds like a really painful Duke.
I also like Yogi Bear.
You did?
Yeah.
But he was always in the Ranger's hair, man.
It's okay. Liked it.
Picnic basket.
So, yep. Colin, was that kind of like an embodiment of sticking it to the man?
I don't know. I just liked it. I don't know why I liked it.
I don't know.
The only reason it's even in my head at all is it was an episode of The Simpsons we watched on the new DVD, right? I just got cut off.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Fiddling with things.
I don't... What?
Yeah, he was dreaming... Homer was dreaming that he was
Yogi Bear, yeah.
Yogi Bear, and he jumps on the Ranger and starts mauling him. That was great.
And then he was Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't care for that much. The original cartoon.
The Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, and the new Shmoo. I like the new Shmoo.
Shmoo! I love Shmoo!
You know, the funny thing is, I remember the voice, but I don't remember a goddamn thing about the cartoon.
I remember what Shmoo looked like.
It was an amorphous blob.
Yeah, and didn't he have freckles?
He might have.
I think he had freckles.
So he was an Irish amorphic blob.
But he was Shmoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And, of course, talking about specific episodes, the Droopy episode where he says, pilot to co-pilot.
Boo. Oh, my God, Droopy was so great. I loved Droopy.
It had some episodes that were kind of like the whole Tom and Jerry thing where they just kind of broke their normal mold and sucked.
The episode where Droopy is everywhere and nowhere, it's like the Droopy the Ninja.
Yeah.
Is a fine episode.
Yep.
Yeah, that one was classic.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I just remembered about the Ghostbusters cartoon?
You know, I was thinking about, ironically enough, I was thinking about that on the way home, and you know what I was thinking about? More detail. When they stopped using Lorenzo Music as the voice of the Bill Murray character, mm-hmm. it went downhill and started to suck, because he was the perfect voice for that character.
Yep.
I remember why I was doing that, because I was actually listening to an old episode of The Penn Jillette Show, where he was talking to Gilbert Gottfried, and Gilbert Gottfried was talking about the old Beatles cartoon, which I never saw, mm-mm. but he said that in that old Beatles cartoon, they all sounded like just stock English accent, and that got me thinking about, again, why I'm just so obsessed with detail, mm-hmm. and the voices of the old Ghostbusters on that cartoon. It was an afternoon cartoon, weekday afternoon cartoon, and I enjoyed it very much, but once they stopped using Lorenzo Music, was that right around when he died?
Maybe it was.
Maybe that's why.
But
with him.
I guess. But yeah, it started to suck because it just wasn't the same because they used some smarmy character.
Did you ever
voice.
Watch the new Ghostbusters? Apparently,
there was the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, that
and,
was it. The
and
real
then there was the Ghostbusters, and the real Ghostbusters. I can't remember if the real Ghostbusters was the shitty one where they had like it was.
I heard it was good.
I don't remember.
Well, I remember there was two different Ghostbusters cartoons. One was called The Real Ghostbusters, and I'm pretty sure that was the one I watched. It was based on the movie.
Yeah.
And then there was another one called The Ghostbusters that was just a complete ripoff and had nothing to do with the movie, and it was all just, like, stupid and pastel-y colored, and it was all fucked up and wrong. And so, yeah, I tried to watch it a couple times. I got suckered into watching it, and I was so angry that, no, I would never watch it again. I learned my lesson very fast. I'm pretty sure the good one was the real Ghostbusters.
I believe it was. I think so.
Because that was... What year would that have been?
Well, that would have been when I was in junior high, so you're talking about the years between 1985 and 1989.
Yeah, see, I was in the Air Force, so I didn't see it. I just kind of heard about it secondhand.
Got wind of it.
Yeah.
Got wind of something going down stateside.
Something going down, so... Right.
So as an adult, though, Colin, I know that you're very heavily involved in loving animation, biblically. Right. So why don't you tell us exactly what animation you know biblically?
Let's see. Well, obviously, Invader Zim.
We love Invader Zim collectively. Yep. If we could share a brain, we would love the Invader Zim.
We love the Zim.
We do. Do you want to do your line, baby?
Can I do my line?
Do the line.
I had a sandwich in my head.
Flossie, make me a sandwich.
I love Gurr. He's my favorite cartoon character ever.
What? Let's see, what was it? Why did you take out the jet fuel?
To make room for the tuna.
So, yeah, this probably doesn't help people visualize the show, but it is an excellent show.
But from top down, the show is very, very well done. Right. Now, the episodes that they focus on Gaz and Dib aren't so good, but just from the top down, there's the concept of the tallest and the invaders and all the other planets. I feel that it's funny because there's so much backstory there, and you get a sense of it. But they never have to tell you. They don't have to go into amazing detail for you to assume what's going on.
And what the awesome thing is, if I had not had Johnny the Homicidal Maniac with me, and on the back cover it shows like the aliens and stuff that Jonan Vasquez had done.
Right.
And one of my nephews, who at the time was maybe 7, said, "Hey, that's Invader Zim." I would have never known about the show because I wasn't watching Nickelodeon. I didn't know anything about
it. Talk about a project that was just so above its target audience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unfortunate that it's owned by Nickelodeon because it will die a miserable death in their hands because it's just not...
Oh, I think it's already died the death.
Well, really. It has, but it will die again and again and again. It's just... Wasting the considerable talents of Jonan Vasquez and Roman Dirge at Nickelodeon. Right. Just... Why? Why?
Yeah, well, I still haven't listened to the episodes with full commentary on, just enough to get a feeling that Jonan is a bit...
bitter?
Not so much bitter, but he's a bit inconsiderate to his fans. He doesn't really...
But he's always
He doesn't give
been...
a crap about anybody that likes this show.
He's always been that way, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's kind of... And I'm sure that it miffed him that the only way he could catch his big break was to do a kid's show, considering the stuff that he has done.
Right.
I mean, you know, at least his buddy Roman Dirge kind of has a Lenore movie in the works.
Does he still? Does he? Is it really? Because that's been in the works for, like, what, 5 years now?
More than that.
I love Lenore.
Yeah.
Although, actually, when the new comic came out, I couldn't get back into it.
I liked it.
It was okay, but it wasn't as funny as the original stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can get funnier than fishies go pook, pook, pook.
They can't. Maybe you grew up a little, Colin, and that's what happened.
Maybe that is it. Maybe but then again, maybe not, because I love Frisky Dingo.
Yeah,
funny.
Couldn't get into it.
You didn't like that?
Couldn't get into it as much. I mean, certainly not as much as the Venture Brothers.
Well,
Venture Brothers is excellent.
And I love What's-His-Face.
But Frisky Dingle, seriously?
Whom?
Who's the big guy?
Brock Sampson.
Brock Sampson. I love Brock Sampson.
Much like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Frisky Dingle is one you do not watch for the animation. It is all the jokes that are coming at you. It's just...
Kind of like Family Guy.
Kind of. Yeah. But more closer to Aqua Teen. Good show.
Okay. So, hey, you know, and I don't mind Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I like their neighbor, Carl, a lot.
I like Frylock. Frylock. I like Frylock.
I like Meatwad.
Everybody loves Meatwad. See? Go get my dinner box.
That was good.
I love good Meatwad.
You know what cartoon I loved, and that was what made me realize that I still liked watching cartoons when I was adult, was Powerpuff Girls.
You know, I couldn't get into that.
I loved that.
Because it was more geared towards kids. I mean, I didn't mind
no.
Mojo Jojo.
But it wasn't geared toward kids.
There was some stuff that
I found it to be way it just wasn't thick enough. How's that? The milkshake wasn't thick enough, Colin.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Say anything and
you know,
funny.
Again, another thing that was I liked a couple of times, but then it was just not good enough to stick with. Like SpongeBob. That made me laugh the first time.
Oh,
are you ready,
God.
Kids?
God, I adore SpongeBob. Every morning, Jordan watches SpongeBob,
it's
and
insane.
It just makes
it's
me
just
laugh.
It's annoying after too long.
Squidward? Oh, love SpongeBob.
Now, again, it's that same principle. You know that he's always going to end up on the short end of the stick. You know that Patrick's inept, and you just, no, I can't
watch
it.
If I had a dollar for every brain you didn't have, I'd have a dollar. That's my favorite line from SpongeBob.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we're certainly...
Okay, Mr. Dismissive.
Well, I am. With a mighty wave of my hand, I dismiss your concerns. But at least in this day and age, because, like Colin said, our generation's kids have grown up to be the adults in charge, we're not at a loss for animation. And, of course, there is more and more animation geared towards adults, I meant to say, as opposed to children. And the annual animation festival that happens that gives people a chance to experiment and keeps what's his name Don Hertzfeldt in the public eye, even though his That meaning of life thing was just a giant pile of steaming horseshit, in my opinion. Haven't seen his new one. I mean, we didn't go to the animation festival this year. Did you realize that?
I never got an email about it. I get emailed about it.
Yeah, normally I do too, and I had to go to the site and realize that we already missed it.
Well,
that
crap.
Sucks.
Yeah, or maybe we didn't.
Or maybe it's
maybe
all a
we
dream.
Still have a chance.
Yes, maybe this is all one big dream.
Another one, Heather was like mouthing to me that I'd forgotten about, Robot Chicken.
Oh God, that's so hard to watch. God. I mean, I understand it. Yeah, it's funny, but God, I don't like that visually. Ugh, just hard to watch. It's like that Team America.
Than Team America because marionettes.
It's the same thing for me because I can't get past the puppets. I can't get past just the
oh my God, you are so literal-minded. How can you be so literal-minded? How can
so
you
just
not
close
let
your
go
eyes and listen?
How can
and
you
let things?
How
let
can
things
you be
be
so obtuse?
I'm not obtuse.
No, that was a line from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, fine.
I've never seen
it. No, you know what I used to do when South Park first came out? I would actually tape it.
Yeah,
just the audio, and I would play the audio back, and I enjoyed it so much more. And so, no, I can do that. It's just I don't really have the time.
You know what, though? There are some jokes with South Park that you have to see, like Cartman thinking he's invisible and sneaking across the stage with no clothes on.
Yeah.
Is hilarious.
Hey, that kid's naked.
Matt King does a bit like that in his show in Vegas, although he puts on a rain poncho and calls it his cloak of invisibility.
Oh, funny.
It is funny. You'd have to see it. But you're never going on vacation with this guy.
One day.
He won't leave the state, please.
Oh, yes, he will.
Shit.
I will.
One day I'll just put him in the car and say, come on, we're going somewhere, and we'll end up in Nevada.
Hope you got a change of underwear.
No, I'll pack for him. He won't have to do a thing.
See, a vacation where I don't have to do anything, that sounds good. A trip. Trip where I don't have to be the one worrying.
But you'll worry.
You think so?
You're a worrier.
No, I'm not.
you're worried that you're a worrier now, aren't you?
No.
Yes,
no, I'm not.
Are.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Look at you. Has he got his worry
face
on?
We're getting off topic here.
Oh, yeah, because suddenly we're picking on you. We're off topic. I see how it is.
Exactly. Well, because I was picking on you because you're just too damn picky.
Well, yes, I am. I admit. I am a... You know, that's the thing.
But you're missing out on some really good things by being so damn picky.
I can't watch even a commercial without picking it apart in my head. Unfortunately, that is my curse.
Your curse is our curse.
Let me put it this way. I watch a movie.
Our curse is to have to deal with him.
Yeah. I watch a movie, especially a sports movie. I feel compelled to point out every inconsistency, every continuity error. I can't watch. If I know a continuity error is coming, I can't keep my eyes off it. Like in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where he takes his foot off the brake and yet it continues to spark. Continuity error, motherfuckers. And I know it's there. I've seen the movie 1,000 times.
Well, if that's the only continuity error of that scene that's getting to you.
That's not. It's not the only one, but it's the most blatant one. Yeah.
Like, let's see, that one big thing full of water that's following them.
Right.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot of water to fill an entire chasm
and
still be able to smack.
How did we get into picking my favorite movie apart?
I don't know. Him. It's his fault.
No, I was explaining my curse in life is I can't not pick things apart. I can't. That's just how I am.
I pity your son.
Mm-hmm.
He's doomed.
He is doomed.
He better never mess
up.
That's right, he better not.
Oh, good Lord.
No, it's okay to mess up unless it's a final piece.
Okay, I cannot wait till you're
you can
the
always,
first Christmas pageant.
You can always fix your, you can always fix your errors until it's time to do it for real. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, then he would have just hated watching
Jordan. Second grade
Jordan's.
Christmas pageant, that ought to be something.
He would have hated watching Jordan messed up so bad on Earth, and she just didn't even care.
But
she
doesn't
like,
care.
Oh, I messed up.
But that's
oh,
the
yeah.
thing, yeah, she doesn't give a crap if she loses or messes up. She just moves on with her life, and she never thinks about it again. And I wish I was like that, but I'm not.
I know you're not.
So,
I'm not like that either. Not as bad as you.
Well.
But.
You know. We come from the same stock, though.
We do.
Yeah.
He admitted it. I'm not adopted.
I think we would have seen hard proof by now if you were.
You're too much like your mother.
And my dad.
Adopted. Yeah.
Yeah, you got dad's temper, that's for damn sure.
Yep.
Yeah, Colin? Oh,
yeah, you didn't hear her earlier. He brought up once again that maybe you're beating me in my sleep, which is what's giving me headaches.
Stealthily, so you don't leave marks.
I'm
sock full of quarters, maybe?
No! Don't beat him!
As soon as he falls asleep, thump, thump. Are you like that, fucker?
Thump. No! I don't do that! But, I'm not as mean as you make me out to be.
But you are mean.
No.
No.
Am I?
You just said you're not as mean as I make you out to be. That implies that you are.
I can be
fact,
if
mean.
People deserve it, but so far nobody's deserved it in a while.
Those
so
fuckers
okay.
all deserve to die. Yeah, we've heard
I
that before.
I never said that!
We've heard that before.
We always do this, though. We
break, get off topic and just run off on a tangent.
Wander, yeah.
And we start arguing, and just somewhere, Justin Carmichael is laughing.
Yeah, but you know, I think he would have much rather been here talking about cartoons than having Spam.
No, I think he was pretty excited about Spamorama.
Yeah, but he's missing out on cartoons, man.
Well, he's missing out on just being around us, which is a treat in and of itself.
That is true.
That's the way I see it. That but is. This is, I think we've probably rambled on just about long enough. What do you think?
Sounds okay.
Yeah, I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to yet another weak-ass episode of the Son of Cheese Half an Hour Power Hour. With us, as always, Colin Burton from Fizzle and Pop.com.
Frisky Dingo is really good.
And my sister Heather joined us from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye!
So kids, enjoy your Saturday morning cartoons or your afternoon cartoons or your Sunday night cartoons or whatever cartoons you choose to watch. And remember to listen to us next Wednesday.